Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Patty? I know this is all about love, Patty. Oh, that's not open. They're resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing
romance,
a job
wow.
really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not. It's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business in the situation of what it is, remain objective, and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No way!
I did!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Soul Spark Visionaries. I'm your host this evening, Adam from Adam, joined with me in the on-air virtual studio is my good friend and the one and only Soul Spark originaire, Patsy Aguero. Good evening, Patsy. Welcome back to another episode. How's your Friday?
Oh, my God, I am flying high tonight. How are you, Adam?
I know you are. And I know you have a thousand things going on. You're always full of fire. And I hope you've been wearing your seatbelt.
Right. What did you do this week?
Well, Patsy, you know what? To this week for me has been... I've been speaking to a few people in our circle, Essence and Trayana, and when they call and ask or text me, how am I doing, I've been having the impulse to reply by using a tarot card description. And so this week I had about 3 days where I could pretty much say I was in the energy of the Six of Cups. And this is based on using the Universal Way Rider deck. And it sits in cups is just a feeling, just the goodness of the universe, having a sense of innocence in people and feeling innocent yourself and feeling really taken care of. And then the last 2 days, I've been in the Two of Pentacles, which is a space of having to make some really, really tough decisions regarding letting things go. And not holding on to things or giving up some things to get some things, but just the emotional turbulence that comes with making tough choices and letting things go and what to go after. So anyway, that's kind of my week. I've had a Six of Cup week and a Two of Pentacles type of week. For those who are familiar with the tarot deck, you may be able to understand what type of week I've had by me saying that. But anyway, it's been the first part start off with, I felt really, really taking care about the universe, but these past few days I've been having to make some tough decisions about letting some things go and how to prioritize to secure a better future for myself. That's been my week, my lady. How about you? How has your week been?
Well, I know we haven't talked a lot, so I'm glad to see you're doing some reflection and making some changes. My calendar was kind of empty this week, but of course I filled it quickly, but it was really nice looking at an empty calendar. I have always 2 days. I have a day that I go to class and then I have a day that I teach class. So I got to do some things that I really like to do. And one of the things I've been doing, and you're probably picking it up on the show, is that, and I'm going to say this to all our listeners, that we changed the name of our show. It's called Soul Spark Visionaries because Adam and I, we talk with each other and we realize that we love it when people really hear us. And we thought about, and when somebody says, I see you, I really see you, how important that is, that we have that connection of our heart to heart with somebody else, that compassion, all right? And a lot of that comes with, you know, being able to open our hearts and open our bodies and have some healthy touching and just pretty awesome. So I've been doing a lot of that, and Adam and I had decided at the first of the week, we're going to go through some steps about things like this. And so the first week we talked about, you know, after all the election, all the craziness and stuff, a lot of people were feeling powerless. So we acquiesced to that. We know we were feeling powerless. And that was the first week that we talked about. And then the second week we had talked about waking up and connecting, which I was just, you know, talking about that now, that we have to open up our opinionated head and stop that stinking thinking, that negative talk, and be able to open it up to spirit. We have to open up our heart. And how we do that, we talked about maybe doing some right brain activities, dancing, singing, drawing, things that make you feel real good, want to get up and move. And then we talked about our bodies hold every single thing at a cellular level. So that's healthy touch, healthy massaging, healthy sex, you know. So this week, what I wanted to share with you was the importance of turning our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. So 2 weeks ago, we said, hey, we're powerless. What are we going to do? And then we started saying, wait a minute, let me connect my head, my heart, and my body. And now everything's connected. We're ready to go. We're ready to start that spark, that soul spark. And we're ready to use our vision to see within. And so then we decide we're going to make a little action now. The action is to say, you know what? I'm making a decision that I'm going to ask God to help me. And so a lot of people, when they say that, you know, this is all about acceptance and surrender. And a lot of people go, hell no, I'm not surrendering. And they're just willful. I want to keep holding on to that. And, you know, it's our human way to feel powerful, to feel in control. You know, people admire people that have control of their lives, control of their bodies, control of how they talk. And it's not so natural for us to just accept things the way they are. And it's easier for people to be aggressive and fight, you know, be rude and snap back at people, or just to run away. So none of those things, being aggressive or fighting stuff, is going to offer any kind of deep and lasting peaceful surrender. So it's not about giving up. It's about giving to, you know, giving to the universe, bending in. And you know that saying, what you resist, persist. Look how many times you fight something. And when you finally get on your knees and say, hey, man, God, I don't know if you're nature. I don't know if you're a butterfly. I don't know if you're God with a white beard. My personal God is a big, fat, Polynesian, loving mother. That's how I imagine a God to be, somebody that's very loving and forgiving. So our main blockage, Adam, would be to be able to turn our willpower, turn our will over. And the only way we can overcome this is just to make a decision. You say, okay, God, I'm making a decision to turn it over. Now, I don't know anybody in the world that says, I'm going to make this decision and not take it back. We take back our will 1,000 times a day. And anybody that's ever been on a diet or any kind of food plan knows that, you know, and I wrestle with that. But we want to be happy and have an attitude of happiness around us and all the people that are around us. But why would you turn your life and your will and your care over some kind of power that's condemning, you know, and not loving? somebody that's going to judge you, we think. So if you get to choose a God, I'm sure everybody would say, I want a God that's loving and merciful and forgiving. You know, that would be a lot easier if you knew that that was out there. So that's why you have the choice to say what kind of God that you're going to turn your will over to. And once you realize that you have the power to turn this over to a loving God, radical acceptance is possible. And then you
wow.
will be full of grace and just surrender to that sweet, sweet surrender, you know. And Adam, it takes 1 second of being willing. And so me and my big bossy tits said, I'm going to test this out. Now, I know this for thousands of years, you know. I just know it, and I know it. I read about it. But I said, I'm going to test it. So I go to a class on Thursdays, and in my classroom, I have to go to the third floor and leave my paints and everything there first. But then I run down to the cafe, and I always get a cup of coffee and a scone. And I'm trying not to do sugar. I'm trying to watch what I'm eating. And there's no way. I mean, all night long I thought about it. How am I going to get around not eating that scone? What am I going to do? I can't eat the scone. I don't eat the scone. Talking about it, persisting. So I said, I'm going to try it out. So I'm like a block away from where I'm traveling to go to my class. I get out of my car. I said, okay, God, you better show me, because as soon as I put my stuff down, I'm running down there to the coffee shop. And the thing is, I didn't bring my own coffee. I normally bring my own coffee, so it was like setting myself up to fail. So I didn't bring my own coffee. And so I knew I was going to have to go into that coffee shop and get a cup of coffee. I knew I was going to see that scone and eat it. So I said, okay, let me run upstairs and leave my stuff off in the classroom before I go to the coffee shop. And what do you think I saw the minute I walked in my classroom?
That scone?
A coffee pot.
Oh, the coffee pot.
Somebody brought a coffee pot with all the fixings and the cream and everything, and I didn't have to go downstairs for any reason.
Wow.
Wasn't that a miracle? And I said, thank you, God. Thank you for saving me. And I was perfectly fine. I was totally fine. So
I
got a test, and I was not supposed to test God, but that was just real concrete proof that being able to turn my own will over to something greater than me and just let it happen. And it was wonderful. So doesn't it say something like that in Scripture about...
Yeah, well, you know, Pastor, there's so many references in the Christians, and I'm sure in all of the sacred tradition, but I know that there's so many references, especially with the Apostle Paul, and there's a particular story, you know, with Paul really struggling. We don't know what it is, and there's many speculations, but there's one passage where he's referring to he had a thorn in his flesh, and he wanted it removed. He was very willful that he wanted it taken out. He wanted whatever the situation was that was causing so much discomfort, whatever the issue was, if you don't know, he just referred to it as a thorn in his flesh. It was symbolic of something that was just very physically discomforting. But in that same context, he said, you know what, but not my will, thy will be done. And he says he referring to his higher power, he says, your power is made perfect in my weakness. When I am weak, then am I strong. Therefore, I will embrace hardships. I will embrace lack. I will embrace these things because for when I am weak, then am I made strong. And he realized after pleading, he said, pleading, searching his will, when he gave up his will, he found what he said, some power. Power came over him when we surrendered. So, Patsy, I find it so ironic over and over and over again, like you said, when we try to assert our way, we try to do it in our way, we actually don't want to feel weak and vulnerable. But, Patsy, the irony is we become weaker. weaker. We become less. But when we surrender and give up our power, we actually get more power and we feel more empowered. And so it's amazing how hard it is for us to learn that over and over and over again. But, Patsy, I can tell you, the first part of the week when I was experiencing that six of cup expression and feeling taken care of, feeling like just the goodness of the universe, it was because I was surrendered. And as soon as the idea came, you better panic. How are you going to do this? How are you going to make this happen? You got to go here. You got to do this. You got to do this. And as soon as I began to panic and try to put things in my hands, that's as soon as the frustration, and that's as soon as I felt I got out of that race. Because I started saying, it was hard for me to feel like if I get and assert my will, I didn't have that trust. It was tempted. That test came, and it's been hard for me to surrender and say, I know that God has my back. I know that I know that I know that I know there's only good things for me. But I've been like, well, I better take things in my own hand. I don't want to be left out here, but it is, instead of doing the best I can and let God handle the rest, I try to take care of it all. But passionately do that, we get so out of our power and we get so out of grace versus if we could just trust and just say, you know what, I'm going to let my higher power, I'm going to let my Father in heaven handle this. And I'm going to do what I can do right now, and I'm going to let my Father take care of the rest. And when I do that, Patsy, I experience so much magic and grace, just like your story, just like your beautiful story. But when I don't, Patsy, it's so much frustration, unnecessary frustration. And only to find out later, Patsy, that I didn't have to do any of that because I was going to be taken care of.
Absolutely. So, and, you know, all the stuff we're talking about, it just holds a mirror up to us. You know, all these we perceive as a battle or a fear or something. It's just a mirror for us to look at and say, how can I do this differently? And people are sin in our lives that friggin' challenge us to no end. And then you realize after they're not in your life anymore, you go, I realize that person was there for a purpose. And if we don't get it, another one's going to be sent to you. And the other thing I wanted to bring up, and we talked about this before privately, that a lot of people in religions, they say they believe in God and everything, but they're bossing everything around and taking their will back and trying to control this and trying to control that. And a lot of people don't like organized religions for that because they think the people are being critical. The people are being hypocritical. And even people in the clergy and in the priest and all that stuff do things that are not, you know, morally right, you know. And so we stand in judgment. They're not God-fearing people. And so we can point fingers at them, but it's not our job to point the fingers at them. Then the other thing is codependency is rampant. And when people act codependent, they're sacrificing, they're giving up. Oh, look what I've done. And I think there's something else in the Bible about that, isn't there?
A very popular scripture that says obedience is better than sacrifice. And people are willing to make so many sacrifices and do things in their way. So that passage, obedience is better than sacrifice, comes from when a king or a ruler was given specific orders from the voice of the Lord about how to carry out what he was doing in his war. But he did not follow those instructions. So he came to the prophet and said to the prophet, well, look what we've done. We've collected this, and we've collected this. What is the problem? And the voice of the prophet said, but you have not heeded obedience to the power of God. You did sacrifice, but that's not what was asked and required of you. And passions, you're right, man. My ego can go in on a ramp it up. Well, I'm doing this, and I've done this, and I've done this, and I've done this, but it's not, I haven't been surrendered. So it's like, right. Why isn't this working in my life? But I haven't been obedient to giving up my will to the higher power. And so many times people will make all the right to us. We're doing everything that we think we should do to get what we think we deserve. But one thing that we're not doing is surrendering up our will and letting go of control
to a higher power or trusting in the goodness of the universe. But it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Well, Pastor, you ready to get our callers on the conversation? What's a good question
Heck
we can
yeah.
use to enroll them in on this? Would you like to do a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being that you have when crisis and moments of hardship come, you have no problem giving it over. That's 1. It's easy. It's easy for you to give things over. 5 being there's a lot of challenging about giving up your will. So, callers, we're going to ask you to join our conversation and share with us how you overcome those challenges and how you surrendered, and maybe some magical stories. You ready, Patsy, to enroll our listeners?
Absolutely.
All right, well, Patsy, our first caller, the last 4 digits are 2436. Caller with the last 4 digits, 2436, you're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Bella. I'm here in Elena.
Hey, Bella, how are you?
Hey, I'm great.
I haven't heard nice from you in a while. How are things going?
Everything's been going according to what you told me. It's been fabulous, absolutely fabulous. But
I'm loving
to,
it.
To weigh in on what you were talking
mm-hmm.
about, when I encounter really, you know, tough patches, especially impromptu, unexpected things, I just try to use the mentality of this too shall pass and kind of breathe through it. Simply because going into the anxiety crisis mode just always inevitably compounds the situation. So I try to breathe.
Breathing is good. So, well, and just let me just throw it to you this way. On a scale of 1 to 10 on a daily basis, how willing are you to turn over your will and your life over to the care of a power greater than yourself?
Now,
on a 1
I
to 5 is hardly ever, and 5 all the time.
4, working toward
okay.
the 5. And only
well,
most recently, the last 3 weeks.
Well, it's got to start somewhere. And have you seen, positive results of willing to just to letting it go?
Yes, and also just using intention on how I want something to turn out has really been helpful with that whole mindset. The whole law of attraction thing with regard to that is working excellently for me.
Interesting. And in using your intention, you can set up the attention, but you're not planning the income, right? You're able to accept whatever outcome.
Yes, I'm able to accept the outcome, knowing that if
mm-hmm.
it doesn't go the way I intended, that this too shall pass. It's not going to be ongoing, but I try to set the intention on how I want it to turn out
right.
to try to bring about that energy.
Absolutely. I heard someone this week say to me, God, I would like this or better, whatever your will is. And I never think of or better because I think I have the best idea. But, you know, God might have a better idea for me, so I think I'll let God weigh in on this one, you know.
Right, right.
So I pulled a few cards for you while we were talking. Do you want to hear them?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Well, this first card is, you know, is a queen, which is pretty powerful. And this is you right now having the ability to speak out against deplorable acts, so to speak, and making a social appearance and saying, you know, this is unacceptable, I'm not going to accept this, and almost like in a sense of rebellion, like, you know, this is unfair, whether it's to children or to women or to your city or whatever. Because you have a really sharp mind and you have really, really good powers of reflection. Okay? So this is acknowledging that you have healthy skepticism, so to speak, and that you are doing your spiritual work. So when you see something that is unjust or unfair, you have the power within you to stand up about it. Okay? The other two cards, and I know millions and millions of women did that, you know, last Saturday around the world, you know.
Yeah.
And what a uniting moment that was. So the next cup, the next cards, which are the cups cards, that there's going to be some kind of loss that's going to happen to you that's coming up. Or has there been some kind of loss around you recently?
Loss in terms of life, or?
It could be like a death of somebody or some. There's something it seems like that you're grieving about.
Oh, wow. No, nothing recently at all.
Okay. And like I said, my readings are within 90 days, so it may not be the loss of a person, but it might be the loss of a job or some kind of really a disappointment that almost sets you into a bereavement mode. You know, something that really disappointed you that you really were hoping for, maybe something we talked about, intentions, and you weren't able on that thing just to accept the outcome and you started a grieving thing. But the next card next to it says that there's going to be some thoughts in your mind. What it speaks to me about is like childhood memories and nostalgia. So it could be that this loss has something to do with somebody in your family, you know, some aunt or uncle or something. And it's going to bring you closer together with your family. So keep your eyes open on that. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm going to turn you over to Adam, and I hope you have an awesome weekend.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Bella.
Hey, Bella.
Hey.
Bella, how's it going? Happy. Thank you for sharing your Friday with us.
Thank you.
Bella, I'm picking up a lot of energy dealing with, and I don't know if I missed you saying this or I didn't hear you say anything about it, but what is significant with you in music? I'm picking up a lot of symbols and signs that show you either into music or used to be in some type of music art with children. And as Patsy was talking, it was making me question my vision, whether I was seeing your childhood or images from your childhood, or do you do something related with music and children for a career or a hobby?
I don't do anything relating with children, but I start off every morning playing the best music that gets me the happiest so I can set my vibration, so to speak. So that's a big thing that I do in the morning and in the evening. So that's daily.
Okay. Okay. So that's the significance with that music. You must do it really consistently. You must do it more than 21 days, or been doing it for 21 days. Because it came up just overwhelmingly as I was listening to you.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like that you are really, really set in a powerful, powerful frequency around yourself by doing that, and just by me tuning in and seeing it over you, it's making me say, you know what, I need to go back to doing that. Is that energy is still staying with you. But I would encourage you to make sure that you are setting your intentions. If you haven't done it already, set the intentions right after you're down, like right after you like come to your point of your climax or your at the height, at the end of the song, at that moment, release what you want. Or in a statement of gratitude, especially in regards to partnership and romance. Are you already engaged in a romance? Because I'm seeing you manifesting a new one.
I'm hoping on a new one.
Okay, good, because I didn't want to disrespect a current one, but I'm seeing you manifesting a new one, and it looks like right after that time in the morning and in the afternoon, right after you finish that first song and that music goes off, just kind of exhale in a state of gratitude and state and do your affirmation that you have regarding your romance and your new relationship. And I am seeing a gentleman, maybe early 40s, late 30s. I feel like it's mid 40s. He feels like he may have had a military background, but he's coming into your frequency that you're consistently staying at. You're being on a fast track to attract energy of a very suitable partnership.
Awesome.
Very playful energy, too. So stay at doing whatever you're doing and just and be open to engaging, because these individuals that we sent your way are the possibilities for you. They're very, very childlike, and they're very funny. And so be open to laughing and being around lighthearted men.
Oh, that's great. That's so great.
Okay, Bella, well, thank you. I'm excited. Keep me updated. Keep me posted. And keep doing your routine. Whatever you're doing is really working. Just add that affirmation gratitude at the end of it.
Awesome. I will. Thank you both.
You're bye-bye. Very welcome. Have a great night.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller, the last four digits are 4111. Caller, the last four digits, 4111. You're live over there. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Kwajalein, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hi, how do you say your name again?
It's Kwajalein.
Spell that for me.
Kwajelin.
Perfect. Just like you said it. So, Miss, and you're calling from Atlanta?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome, awesome. How's that weather there tonight?
Cold.
Uh-oh.
Very, very cold.
It's really, really cold here. I think we're going to probably go down to 72.
Wow.
Eat your heart out.
You're in Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I live on a bay in Florida, and it's just magical. I'm just blessed. But I'm blessed to know my friends in Atlanta, too, you know, that Adam has brought together so beautifully. So on a scale to 1 to 5 on a daily basis, how willing are you to turn your life and your will over to the care of a power greater than yourself?
I would probably say a 3.
Mm. Okay.
And the only reason I think I would say that is because I have a hard time with letting things go.
Mm. And is that something you just keep on hanging on and hanging on because you think you're right? Or is it something you're like a dog with a bone? You don't like change? Or
I think I'm afraid of change. I think I want it and I adore it and I long for it, but I think I'm so set in my ways to where I want it so bad, but I'm afraid of probably opening up to it or letting it really come in.
Mhm. Well, I pulled several cards for you, but I'm just gonna read on one and read this one card. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
Yeah. I'm going to read on this one card because this is a real powerful card and I'm using a different deck. And what made me want to gravitate towards that was when you said about the change, that you're afraid of change. Right now, this specific card, an ending and a beginning is going to come really soon. Okay. Because the spirit is going to watch over you now, for sure, and defend you from what's the past that has been bothering you. And I think that's where a lot of your fear is coming from. You look in the past, and then you equate what happened in the past is going to happen in the future, and that's not true. So
yes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's kind of like a story about Lot's wife, you know, and when they were leaving, you know, the town that they, Gomorrah and all this stuff, and Lot's wife was told, whatever you do, don't look back, don't look back. And then she turned around and looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. Well, we know that a person wasn't physically turned into a pillar of salt, but it just stands for when we look in the past, we get frozen in the present. So if your eyes are in the back of your head looking back, what's going to happen back there? You're missing the beautiful moments that are happening in front of you. And so, and then you're using that as your measuring stick. But just know the spirit is helping you with every single new day. And so this particular is a real pivotal and a significant moment in your life journey right now. So this is all about a new dawn coming for you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And to not look at the setting sun as much as look at what's rising in front of you, like, you know, praying to the east, you know, and don't worry
uh-huh.
about what's happened behind you. And I think that some real significant shifts are going to happen, okay? So you're
uh-huh.
at a really major transitional point right now, and you are going to be watched over very, very delicately. You know, it might come with a whisper of a wind or you're seeing some insect moving slowly, but it's going to be a brand new dawn. And then you're not going to have to be feel like you're a prisoner in the darkness all the time of the past. So what I'm asking you to do is just open your hands, and when you do your meditation, just say, God, or whatever you want to call your God, help me to be willing to accept this change. And just put your hand over your heart and your other hand facing up to you know, the sky. And just say, you know, I'm here now, God. What do you want me to see in this moment? And, you know, I want you to guide me. And you will actually feel a presence around you when you can ground yourself like that. And I think it's really magical what's about to happen. So really, really keep your eyes open in this situation, okay?
Can I ask, when you say a beginning and an end, is it anything in particular that's a beginning and an end, or is it just a whole?
It's almost like the world card. It's like a whole, it's like the whole cycle has ended. All this negative, looking in the past, feeling the fear, you know. And there's an acronym for the word fear. It's called Face Everything and Recover. Okay.
Okay.
And so, you recover from your stinking thinking, you know. You're gonna get on that recovery path as opposed to facing everything and then running away, right?
Okay.
So,
yes.
So it's all about acceptance now, and you're, like I said, you're gonna feel it. You're gonna really feel it. It's gonna be palatable for you. So just look for it. Don't go to sleep on this one. All right.
Okay.
All right, honey. Have a great weekend. I'm turning you over to Mr. Adam.
Hey, Adam, how are you?
And Adam, are you muted out?
Maybe he did, huh?
I did mute it out, and I couldn't get it back. Thank you for recognizing that. Hi, Koala. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. I'm picking up a lot of what Patsy was saying, but more so I'm seeing really the intensity of the frustration and challenges from your past that's really making you really, really doubt of some things in your future, especially dealing with personal growth and relationships. Personal growth
mm-hmm.
such as education, such as personal accomplishments, almost to the point where you're like, maybe it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you quit your school program, or are you just now starting back?
No, I was in school, and I recently stopped going because it was a part of a test that I couldn't pass. But, I mean, just really, honestly, it's not even just dealing with school. I think it's just everything around me. I'm at a point to where I feel like it's for me, and I know it's for me. But I think it's just that one poppy seed of faith that or doubt that makes it all shift to that one little poppy seed.
Mhm, mhm, mhm. Well, I definitely want to encourage you that it is. I want to reaffirm that it is for you. It definitely is for you, and I want to encourage you that what you are doing is well worth the effort. And I do feel like there is some relationship stuff that's got to be let go of, because it's just bringing you, I don't even know if it's an intimate, romantic, or just some unhealthy associations, but there's some energies of people around you that really triggers you into a really down, negative space that can really begin to interfere with the other things you have going on with your life that you're trying to move forward with.
Okay.
So I would encourage you to really, you don't have to miss, it's not about cutting off people, but it is changing the way that you're interacting with them.
Okay.
There can be a way that you can interact in a way where you're not being so triggered, and you're remembering the statement, do you rather be right or do you rather be happy? And recognizing that everything doesn't have to be a battle or argument, and it's accepting people where they are, but there's a lot of that interpersonal dynamics that really keeps you pulled into some unhappy situations. But if you can just trust and keep moving forward and not allow yourself to get caught up in the challenging or get caught up in being disappointed in how feeling like people let you down or not meet your expectations, but just continue to move forward with your work, you will reap a great reward in the next 2 years. Beautiful, beautiful transition. And I think some of that is some of the loss that Patsy may be seeing, some of the relationship stuff.
May I ask a question? Because it's two things that I that's really have me pulling in tug of war phase. Like you said, relationship. I've been in a relationship for the last 12 years, and it has been, I mean, a whirlwind. But we recently took a break, and we got back together, and it seems like everything about it is so magical now, to where I think I'm stuck back in that whirlwind, and I'm afraid of really what I'm being shown now. And I keep feeling like marriage, or, you know, no, it's never going to happen to me. But then I have this job on the other hand, to where I'm like, I know that I want to move and go into another direction with the career, but I'm just feeling like I'm stable here. Do I take that leap and move forward? So I think I think those are the two things that I feel like I gamble with. Is this the relationship for me, and should I just embrace it because things can change? Or with the career, do I take a step and stay where I'm at? I don't know.
And that's when you're going to have to really get really deep inside yourself and ask what is most important for you, feeling-wise, space-wise, living-wise, 3 to 5 years from now. Is it more important that you feel growth in your career? Is it more important for you that you feel like you are aligned with a partner who you don't have to feel insecure around, who you can totally be your naked, complete self? These are the things you're going to have to make a decision to. These are the ideals and values that you have to make a decision on moving forward. But I can tell you, you've got to recognize what keeps you in negative spaces. And when you can begin to identify, you'll know what you need to let go of. Because I feel like there's things, there's patterns with certain situations, whether it's work-related, relationship-related, that can bring you in negative spaces. And you want to remove yourself out of those environments and find ways to put yourself in environments that feed your soul, help you to expand your mind, expand your heart, give you the security, the positive support and reinforcement where you can continue to evolve into the powerful light worker and healer on this earth that you know deep down inside you are.
Okay.
I
think I can try.
Okay,
sure.
Well, I'll be looking forward to the update.
Okay.
God
thank
bless you,
so
my
so much,
friend.
Adam and Patsy.
Have
you're
very
Adam
welcome.
Here.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.
All right, our next caller, the last four digits are, Patsy, are you still there?
Yeah, honey.
Okay. The next call, the last four digits are 6915. Caller, last four digits 6915. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois. Hello there.
And what's your name?
My name is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. How's it going tonight?
It's going well.
I'm loving it. I can feel some really strong energy, and I got a good message for you right when you called in. So on a scale from 1 to 5, on a daily basis, how willing are you to turn your will in your life over the care of a power greater than yourself?
Oh, I'd say that's a 9.
Wow. A 9. You're off the charts.
Yeah,
well,
I often think of, just turning it over.
I see. I think that's really, really powerful. And perhaps that's why when I pulled this card for you, I was like, holy moly, this is pretty interesting. Do you want to hear it?
I do.
Okay. Basically, this card is about the divine goddess, mother, divine father, divine, whatever you want to call your higher power, right now is calling you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to find this helper or whatever is going to be sent to you on the path that you're on right now, because you've dug yourself into a rat. I don't want to say a rut, but I want to say you're following a certain path, and the path may not be for your highest good right now. And it's seeming like it is, and so Spirit is telling me they're going to send you a guide of some sort. Now, I don't know if it's going to be in the guide of Spirit or if it's going to be in the guide of a person. And this person is going to join you on this path that you're doing, and is going to steer you into a more lively, creative growth period. Because it seems like the path you're on has become a little bit of a habit. You know, sometimes we can meditate every day and do our prayers or whatever, and sometimes it becomes rote, and sometimes we have to get a little God thump on the head to say, "Woo, I got to move this up a notch," like, you know, that cook, Emerald, out of Boston, you know, when he does a recipe, he goes, bam, it up a notch. And
yep.
So something's going to do that for you to shake you up, and it's going to be like a spiritual lightning bolt, so to speak, and this thing is going to intercede on your own behalf. And you're probably not going to recognize it right at the first. You know, it's going to be like, it's coming to you as like a stop sign. You need to stop this. And you're like, where is this coming from? You know, I thought I was doing pretty good and stuff. So it's going to help you unfold. And so when you receive a no in this path or something that's not pleasant, rather than saying, oh, I put it, you know, I really knew I was in the right path, I was doing all the right things, just know that it's turning out far better than you could have hoped for, okay? Because your first instinct is going to be to feel disappointed. So this is a really heavy stop sign that's going to be set your way. And it doesn't mean you don't continue your dreams, but they're going to come in a different path and a different form. So blessings are upon you now. And so when you do your meditation stuff, put your right hand over your heart, and just as you do your reading or something, really feel it really, really deeply, because it's going to be a real, real powerful wake-up call. So good luck to you, and I'm really interested in you calling us in a few weeks and letting us know what happened, okay?
Okay, yeah, I was interested in continuing on a spiritual path. And I really wasn't certain of how I wanted that to develop. And I just figure, you know, in times that I have searched and thought and have had a lot of mental activity regarding it,
mm-hmm.
I just get the feeling of let go and let God.
Totally, totally. And the Spirit affirms that you're going to find the divine through this path you're on, but you've got to keep your eyes open for the signs and trust that journey. And I love the way you put it, too. So I think this is a blessing, big blessing coming to you, Barbara. So have a sweet, sweet weekend, and I'll turn you over to Adam.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Barbara. Two distinct things came up in the visual for me that I want to talk about really quickly. In regards to your work and your career, there's some really goals that I really encourage you, I'm getting an impression, to really move forward with. And I think it has something dealing with, it was so funny, I was thinking it, and then Pat started talking about it, so I didn't know if I was reading Pat or reading you, but something dealing with food services or food and cooking. Do you work in the food service industry by any chance, or have an interest in doing something related to food and recipes?
No, I just enjoy cooking. I enjoy good food.
Okay.
With not a lot of not sugar, not processed food, you know, the vegetables, the nuts, the beans, without sugar and salt and all that stuff.
And have you ever thought about, like, you know, catering or starting a little cooking service with your new recipes?
No, I haven't really.
Okay. I was hearing it when you started talking. I was seeing it more so. I was seeing it, and I thought it may be something you were interested in, because I saw you with food, and it's specifically knowing recipes and stuff. But that was just one thing that I saw, and I wanted to comment on that. So I would encourage you, consider maybe opening with a career or trying as a hobby, maybe selling plates on the side or a food truck or selling your recipes in different restaurants or something. But the other thing I wanted to talk to you about was about your exercise and health. Nothing scary coming up, but it does look like if you made any commitments to any gym or any personal trainer or even wrote down a resolution, really, really, really honor your commitment to yourself to follow through, even if it's just a power walk or treadmill. Really honor that commitment. It's going to make you feel so much better, and that vibration is going to help you really, really align with some things that you've already manifested. It's just getting on the frequency to receive them. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, because it's funny. I was talking to somebody, and I was saying about, you know, I really need to get more exercise. I really need to get moving. And so I borrowed some tapes from someone so to be able to do exercises at home, you know. And I thought...
Perfect.
I thought, you know, tomorrow I thought, oh, that's a good thing. I'll start early in the morning, and I'll get up, and there's aerobics, and there's all different kinds of tapes that she let me borrow, you know. So, yeah, I did think of that, because I think it would help me quite a bit. I used to enjoy it.
It definitely will, Barbara. I definitely want to say take that commitment to yourself very seriously, because it really will make a big difference in your energy and your vibration. Just a little bit, or just even a small amount will.
Do you see any health concerns?
I don't see any health concerns. Again, I would see it more so, exercise is more so for your vibration.
Okay.
Your frequency and your energy, more so than health, per se.
Okay.
I didn't pick up anything health related. I just, energy and your mood
need to be
staying more in consistent shape.
Yeah, I get
it. I mean, you could cut back on some sugar, but I think nothing, I mean, you're good. I mean, there may be some chocolate or milk chocolate or something, sugar and dairy that may be interfering, but nothing alarming.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought I was going to do is start doing the tapes and before, you know, and like you said, walking, because walking you can do anywhere. You don't need a gym membership to walk.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on that new fresh start, and thank you for sharing your Friday night with us, Barbara. It's good to hear from you.
Very much.
All right, all the best.
Same to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, our last caller for the evening. Pat, I can't believe it's the last caller. This has been a fast show. But our last caller, last four digits are 7629. A call with the last four digits 7629. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. How you doing? My name is Tony Cole from North Carolina.
Hi, Tony. How's it going?
Pretty good. How y'all doing?
Good. And on a basis of 1 to 5, how willing are you to turn your will and your life over to the care of God?
I'm sorry.
Basis?
You broke up a little bit.
All right. On a daily basis, how willing are you to turn your will and your life over to the care of God or a power that's greater than yourself? How willing are you on a daily basis to turn it over?
I believe I'm I can't give a number. I mean, I think I'm open, but I guess circumstances sometimes makes it kind of difficult.
I hear you. That's pretty interesting. I pulled a few cards for you, and this is pretty amazing, Tony. I don't know what's going on with you right now, but there's a really incredible desire now for you to take an action on a self-development, on some kind of project or something that you want to do. And it looks like it's something that's in the field of arts, whether it's music or dance or painting or something that you have a talent in, and your potential for this creative power needs to be used right now, and your vitality is going to come through this. It's going to be a really strong, powerful time for you. Does that make sense with something that you've been trying to achieve on that kind of level?
Yeah, I'm pretty artistic as far as writing goes, so that definitely
absolutely. So it's, you have this potential for this creative power. It's time for you to light a fire under it, and that's all I'm going to say now, because I'm going to turn you over to Adam, because that's the message I got for you. So have a great weekend, Tony.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, Tony, thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. I am wanting to encourage you. I'm seeing a very similar thing that Patsy is seeing, a lot of your artistic and gifts and abilities, and I'm especially seeing something really sticking out to me is, and this may sound generic, but maybe you'll understand, I'm seeing that you really are able to connect with nature well.
Yes.
And so I would encourage you to really begin to begin to get as much time with nature as you can, and begin to do things outside as much as you can. But also, Tony, I'm also seeing that you're in a space of feeling very, what's the word? How can I say this word? I don't want to call it victimhood per se, but it is an energy that is really questioning why isn't life easier for you? Why is there so many difficult and challenges? Feeling like just feeling kind of like you can't, this idea of me, I just can't win from either. But I want to encourage you that a lot of it is just about humility and letting that ego die and taking on more of an attitude of willingness and commitment to what you know that you're here to do on this earth, commitment to being your authentic self. And then when you make that commitment, just have this attitude to be willing to go through whatever you need to go through for a greater good without feeling like you have to be a martyr or have to sacrifice or, oh, I got it, I guess this is the only way. And just be careful with those negative narratives that really put you in somewhat of a victim mentality, because it's not beautiful on you, because your energy is so much higher and so much more expansive and so much more beautiful and innocent. But I do see that life has thrown a lot of challenges around you as far as in just struggling how to make sense and move forward and being who you want to be. Does any of that make sense, Tony, or was that too disconnected for you, my friend?
No, that actually was 1,000% correct. Yeah.
So Well, good. Praise God. Praise God. I really want to encourage you, man, just to move, keep, make a commitment and then be willing to move forward no matter what and check those narratives that put you in that state of victimhood, just knowing that your life really is becoming more and more beautiful and that the universe is just untangling some things. It may feel painful in the moment, but when you get all the untangled out and get everything clear, you're going to be really glad that you went through what you went through. It's really, really setting you up for a beautiful life. Okay, my friend?
Wow. Definitely appreciate those words, brother.
Oh, my pleasure, man. God bless you, Tommy. Thanks for sharing your Friday night with us. We look forward to hearing the update.
Definitely will do. Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless. God bless.
Well, Patsy, I cannot believe we are out of time. That show went by way too fast. Is there anything you'd like to leave with our callers tonight?
Sure. I have a quote, and this is something that Jesus said. The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, lo, here it is, or there, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. So we all have it in us. It's just a time to just let it come out and to wake up and look, and it's right there. So I'm sending out blessings to all our listeners and to you, my sweet friend.
Thank you so much, Patsy. Peace and blessings to you, too.
Have a good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Patsy.